thankful that your love hard like mine.
God's Word, the Bible, contains hidden treasures just waiting to be discovered. Treasures of truth that'll help us in our day-to-day lives. Listen to Forja Ross now as she unlocks these hidden treasures with practical keys of understanding that'll empower you to live a more abundant life.
I fell prostrate on the bed, sobbing my eyes out. I couldn't do this anymore. It was too hard to put the lessons together. I didn't know what I was doing. God had called me to start a Bible study in my home. That in itself was amazing to me, as I had no biblical training, little confidence, and only a few attendees at the time. I sobbed uncontrollably. That day, I felt so defeated. Suddenly, I felt a presence in my room. I slowly lifted my head and looked up. There before me stood a large 6-foot creature, covered in strips of rags from the top of his head to his feet. The rags were gray and soiled. Its eyes were large, dark, and staring at me with a doleful, mournful, sorrowful look. I jumped off the bed and asked the Lord what it was. He said, "It is a spirit of poverty." I began to rebuke the spirit in the name of Jesus. Nothing happened. I rebuked it again. Nothing happened. Finally, in desperation, I cried out to the Lord, "Why doesn't it leave?" "Because," he said, "this is a spirit you need to overcome." That was 1990. Poverty is an ugly thing. In fact, it is a curse. But being influenced by a poverty spirit is not just about the lack of money. Poverty can also be a state of mind. Its roots are embedded in fear. Fear of never having enough. Fear that you can never succeed. It was the same with the Israelites. Each time a crisis appeared, they couldn't handle it. They grumbled and complained and rebelled, but in reality it was about fear. Fear that they couldn't overcome the challenge. Where there is fear, there can be no faith. Grumbling and complaining was simply a cover-up for the real issue. In their distress, they alluded to the fact that Egypt was a better place to be after all. Really? How can bondage be better? Yes, the Promised Land had challenges. In fact, it was reported that there were giants in the land. Nevertheless, God had promised them the land, and He expected them to conquer it because He promised that His presence and power would be with them. He would see them through to the other side. Years and years of lack and failure in my past created in me a mindset that I would not succeed. In order to overcome this poverty spirit, I would have to move forward. I could not succumb to my inadequacies. My fear of failure could not be the deciding factor. Luke chapter 11, verses 21 and 22 says, "When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are safe. But when someone stronger attacks and overpowers him, he takes away the armor in which the man trusted and divides up the spoils." The strong man in this scripture is Satan. As long as I had a mindset with a bent toward failure, the strong man could hold my emotional house captive. In real life, when someone is taken hostage, it is because they are not strong enough or do not have the right weapons to resist the intrusion. Sometimes it is because of carelessness, by not being aware of their surroundings. More often than not, there is more than one person involved in taking someone hostage. So it is in the kingdom of darkness. Satan has cohorts to help him execute his plot. But God's plan was to redeem me. The word redeem is a wonderful word. It means to buy back, to pay off, to carry out, to make good, to fulfill, to set free, to rescue, to save, to reclaim land, to make up for, to balance, to regain, to liberate, to deliver, and to release. These all point to restoration and to God's redemptive plan, not only for me, but also for all of mankind. When Jesus died on the cross, he took my place. He did it right because I couldn't. He paid the price for all that I was incapable of doing and bought me back from the clutches of the enemy of my soul. He paid the ransom note. Hallelujah! Hi, this is Portia Ross of Portia Ross Ministries, where healing the heart, renewing the mind, and empowering the spirit takes place. Thank you for listening to my Hidden Treasures radio program. For more information, visit my website at portiaross.org or check out my Facebook page at Portia Ross Ministries. Write me at Portia Ross Ministries, P.O. Box 717, Glendale, Rhode Island, 02826. Or call us at 1-800-533-8854 in the USA and Canada. I'd love to hear from you.